Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. My name is Mike and I'm the college pastor at Symphony Church. Today we're going to continue on in the Gospel according to Mark. And so if you want to open up your Bibles or your Bible apps, please turn with me to Mark chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. Mark chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. Verse 7. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed many with oil who were sick, and healed them. Amen. So in our previous passage, in Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 6, we read about how Jesus was back in his hometown, in Nazareth, teaching. He was teaching many people there in synagogues. And as he was teaching, he called the 12 over to him, his 12 disciples. And what we read in our passage, I think, is not the full account of actually what happened. I think there's probably more that was said than what's recorded here. It probably went something like this. There are many towns, many people who have yet to know the good news of my kingdom. Go and share what you've seen, what you've witnessed, and I'm going to give you authority over these unclean spirits and demons. I'm going to give you power to heal the sick. Go and proclaim this message of my kingdom. And so the disciples go out. And they call for repentance. They cast out unclean spirits and demons. They heal many who are sick. And many awesome things are happening during their ministry journey. Now today I want to talk less about Jesus' commissioning of his disciples. And more so about how they were to actually go out. Jesus says, don't bring anything except a staff and sandals. Now, this in and of itself is actually very interesting because Mark 6, in comparison to its parallel passages in Matthew 10 and Luke 9, are slightly different. In Mark 6, it says, don't bring anything. Don't bring a bag. Don't bring bread. No money. Don't put on two tunics. But you can bring a staff and wear sandals. But in the parallel passages in Matthew 10 and Luke 9, it actually excludes staff and sandals as well. And so how are we to understand these different passages? How are we to understand the differences? Well, let's first look at the similarities. All three passages say, don't bring bread, don't bring a bag, don't bring money in your belts, and don't put on two tunics. And these things actually represent a sense of security and safety for themselves. But instead, Jesus says that I'm going to provide for your needs, for your daily needs, as you go and proclaim this message. As you go from home to home, these different people are going to provide food on your table, and they're going to provide the clothes you need, and you're not really going to need money. You're going to be okay. I'm going to take care of you as you go on and proclaim this message. Now, as we think about the differences, the sandals and the staff, I learned that there are actually different types of staffs. There is a self-defense staff. And I think that is what Matthew 10 and Luke chapter 9 are referring to. Because in those passages, Jesus tells them that they're going to go like sheep among wolves. And proclaiming the gospel message in these different cities is not going to be easy. But he still tells them that they don't need to bring a self-defense staff. The authority and the power of Christ is going to go with them. But instead, Jesus allows them to take a walking staff, something to help them along their journey. And so that's how we're to reconcile this Jesus permitting his disciples to take a staff with them in Mark chapter 6. And I think the sandals are less significant here. It's probably just allowing them to take what they have, the sandals that they're probably already wearing. And so, as we look at Jesus's commission and what he allows them to take and not take, I think we see three things here. First thing that we see is a sense of urgency. There is a level of urgency that we see in terms of not packing anything. Just go from town to town. You don't need to bring anything. Just go. The message, the urgency of the message of this kingdom is more important than what you bring with you. And so that's the first thing that we see, urgency. The second thing that we see is faith. The disciples needed to have faith. They needed to put their trust in Jesus to really believe that food, clothing, housing, all of those things will be provided for them as they go on their journey. And so they needed faith in what Jesus was telling them. And the third thing is peace. Jesus says in the other passages that they should not bring a self-defense staff, but they are to go and in peace. They are to go and proclaim this gospel message, the good news that the kingdom of God has come, the Messiah has come. And he wants these disciples to be peacemakers in these towns, to go and to bring peace where there is no peace. And so as we look at these three things, urgency, faith, peace, I want to invite us to reflect on these three questions. The first question is, am I responding to Christ's commission with a sense of urgency? Am I responding to Christ's commission with a sense of urgency? The second question is, am I putting my trust in the one who provides all good things to his children? Jesus tells us in Matthew 6 that we don't need to be anxious because the Lord cares for us more than the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. How much more will he not care for us who are his children? The Lord will provide for us. Are you putting your trust in the one who provides all good things to his children? And the third question is, am I engaging with others with a spirit of peace, grace, and love? There's so many people out there, especially on social media right now, who are just out there to cause division, who are out there to create discord amongst one another. But when we are called to be representatives and ambassadors for Christ, he has called us to be peacemakers, to engage with others with a spirit of peace, grace, and love. Urgency, faith, peace. Are those things aspects of your life as you go out day by day into your workplace, into your studies, into your homes, and the way that you engage with your housemates and your friends and strangers? How are you responding to the commission of Christ? Jesus, our sinless Savior, came to sinners like us with a sense of urgency. He wanted people to come to know of who he was. And he always surrendered his life to the will of his Father, trusting that his power will make way for his resurrection and the salvation of all those who put their trust in him. And he engaged with others not antagonistically, but with the spirit of peace and grace. John 12, verse 47 says, "And whoever hears my words and does not keep them, I am not judging them, for I have come not to judge the world, but to give life to the world." Jesus was a peacemaker and a life giver to the world. And so let's respond to Christ's commission with a sense of urgency by putting our trust in who he is, the provider of all good things to his children. And let's do it with a spirit of peace and grace and love. Let's pray. Father, as Christ had just sent his disciples out two by two, I pray, Lord, that you would remind us, God, of the ways that you send us out into our different spheres of life, and how you have called us, Lord, to do so with urgency. Lord, there are many people who have yet to know you, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to have this restored sense of urgency for more people to come to know you, God. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to place our trust in you. God, there's so many different things in life that we are anxious about. But Lord, help us to trust you, Jesus. And Lord, as we go out, help us to do so with a spirit of peace, with a spirit of grace and love. Lord, we want to see your shalom, the kingdom of God, to come in our different spheres of life on earth as it is in heaven. So Lord, help us, Lord, to follow the example of Christ, and Lord, to go out with your authority and your power and your love to do all these things, Lord, with urgency, faith, and peace. We thank you, Lord, and we pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you all for joining, and I hope you have a great day. Hope to see you tomorrow.